How much do you do in the way of sing along? You've got such a beautiful voice and with such abilities that I think you can pretty rapidly outdistance anyone around you. But do you have people sing along like Pete Seeger did?
Not to that extent. Nobody would ever be able to equal Pete, I think, in that extent. But people do sing along with me, sure. I encourage it. I like it when they do, as long as they're singing the same song as me and in tune, more or less.
I recall that you spent some time with the Clearwater Sloop. You had some connection to that at one point, didn't you, Rod?
I did. I was a volunteer for a couple of periods of time when I sailed up and down the Hudson River and worked as a crew member on the boat. And at night, we would do concerts to raise money to keep the boat operating, usually with Pete. And the crew of the Clearwater was a group unto itself. And so there would be usually two or three kind of ringer artists from the outside world. I'd be one of those. And then the crew and then Pete. And we would perform each night to raise money for the boat.
Yeah, I imagine there might be some listeners that had no idea about Pete Seeger and the Clearwater and the environmental advocacy and work that was done, the awareness that was taught.
Fantastic organization, really. I mean, completely one of the biggest reasons why the Hudson River and probably any of the rivers in the United States began to turn around from being open sewers to being, you know, clean enough for people to actually enjoy them again. You know, one of the things that was the most cool about being on the Clearwater was the dedication of the people that you worked with there. Every morning we would get up very early and we would set up in some little town on the banks of the river. And kids would come down in school buses, and there were a couple people on the boat that were educators about the environment, and they would take water samples, and they would show the kids that the river was a living thing, you know, speaking of every living thing. They would show the kids that there were living creatures in that river, that it wasn't just a dead bunch of water. And the kids' eyes would be opened by this whole experience, and you could literally see how excited they were to realize that their river, this river right outside their town, was full of life. And I have to think that as those kids grew up, you know, that really helped change the world to a great extent. And I think that's the magic of Pete. Pete believed that if you got people involved and showed them what was going on, that they would want to make a better world for themselves. I mean, you can't ask for a more hopeful philosophy than that.
Yeah, that's beautiful inspiration carried down to many of us. I think I'm 2 years younger than you. But by the way, I happen to live in a place called Eau Claire, which is in English, clear water. So we're carrying on the message over here, too.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that.